Miriam Moskowitz is 98 years old and a convicted felon. In 1950, federal agents arrested Ms. Moskowitz and her then boss and secret lover, Abraham Brothman. Mr. Brothman was an associate of Harry Gold, who would later confess that he was a Soviet spy. They were charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice for lying to federal investigators, based on the testimony of Harry Gold. It was the height of the Cold War, the McCarthy era, when what was called the Red Scare gripped the country. Ms. Moskowitz spent 2 years in prison and was angry. 64 years later, she now wants to clear her name. She joins us from her home in Bergen County, New Jersey. Ms. Moskowitz, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're innocent?
I was and am innocent.
Why didn't you take the stand to testify?
For two reasons. I had a personal relationship with Brothman, but the more important reason was that if the prosecutor would have asked me had I ever belonged to the Communist Party, I would have had to answer yes, because I was a member briefly. He would then have asked, name some of the people you knew in the Communist Party, and at that point I would have said, I cannot do that, my conscience would not let me, because they will suffer job loss, all kinds of punishment. Prosecutor would have continued to ask questions not part of the indictment, and I would have continued to refuse to give information, and the judge would have continued to slap citations of contempt of court. I was already facing a 2-year prison sentence. So for that reason mostly, I just did not take the stand. And of course, the jury never heard me say I am innocent, so they went ahead and convicted me.
What do you think court papers might show now?
What will be revealed is that Harry Gold said he never or rarely talked in front of me because he did not trust me. When they were about to discuss how they would testify in front of the grand jury that was first investigating espionage, Brothman sent me out for coffee, and this is in the FBI files. So there really was no evidence and a manufactured charge that I knew they were going to lie before the grand jury, and that's why I was indicted.
Ms. Moskowitz, you spent 2 years in prison, paid, I guess, a $10,000 fine.
Yes.
A lot of money in those days.
An awful lot. I paid it off, by the way. It took me about 20 years.
And what was the rest of your life like because of this conviction?
The rest of my life was sort of, I lived a double life. I hid the conviction. I always had the fear that when I met new people, they would discover who I was, and I'd have to scoot out of their lives. For several years, it was a nightmare.
Ms. Moskowitz, why open this case up again at the age of 98?
Because I'm near the end of my life. Because I am so fearful about the future of my country. This McCarthyism, whatever you want to call it, could happen again. And if I can do anything to put on the record what can happen in an extreme case, I think I've done a job of good citizenship.
Miriam Moskowitz, her case to clear her name of the 1950 conviction, is scheduled next week in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. Ms. Moskowitz, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome, and I thank you.